Some of the possible answers are grass strip, tree lawn, or parking strip. Not that you're so inclined, but try to put yourself in this.
Okay.
Use your magic. If you're walking along the road and a big dog jumps out at you and scares you, what might you pick up and throw at
him? A stick, probably.
Alright, and what would you think you did with that stick?
I'd hit him.
Alright, what I want is the past tense of throw.
Through.
If you go to a friend's house and he isn't there, the person who answers the door might say, he's not.
At home.
If you're talking about putting milk in coffee, you might say some people like it
with cream,
and other people like it
black.
Black meaning
without anything in it.
There are people with and without.
No.
If someone is not going away from you, you say he's coming straight
toward you.
Alright. If you saw someone you haven't seen in 6 months and you just see them accidentally, you'd say, this morning I
ran into such and such.
If a child is given the same name that his father has, you say that they named the child
after the father. Jewish people don't do that.
But they name him after somebody died.
Right.
What do you call the kind of animal that barks?
A dog.
Say your dog were trained to attack somebody. What might you say to the dog to cause him to attack?
To cause him to attack?
Yeah.
Kill. You know?
Okay. How about sick him?
Sick him? Well, that's not what they do for attack dogs now. In fact, they train them in German.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, God.
They train them. All the command words are German words. Simply because...
Really true.
No, it's true. Simply because otherwise, you know, anyone can say kill, you know? And people, you know... They use it so the word won't come up too frequently in ordinary conversation and the dog just goes berserk, you know?
Oh, great. They choose German.
Appropriate anyway, you know?
Alright, what do you call a dog from the mixed breed?
A mutt.
Mm-hmm. If the dog liked to bite, you might say the little boy was
bitten.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about cattle, what do you call the male?
A bull.
Alright. This you may not know anything about, but a long time ago, the word bull was not polite to use in front of women. Any male animal, you did not discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
They were
euphemisms for it. Do you
know
any of those? No. Okay.
What's a
little...
a baby,
A calf.
How about a female?
I don't know, that one.
Okay. Heifer.
Heifer.
If you had a cow by the name of Daisy, who was expecting a calf, you might say, Daisy is going to...
calve, I believe.
Alright. Have you ever heard drop a calf?
Right. Yeah.
How about find a calf?
No.
Okay. What do you call a male horse?
A male horse. I guess a stud.
Okay. What about a female?
A mare.
Okay. But male or female, they're still
horses.
If you didn't know how to ride, you'd say, I've never...
ridden a horse.
Okay. If you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell...
off.
Alright, supposing a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor the next morning, you might say, well, I must
have... fallen out of bed.
Okay. What do you call the little things, the things that you put on horses' feet?
Horseshoes.
What do you call a horse's foot?
The hoof.
And two or more?
Hooves.
What do you call the game you play with the things you
put on your
feet?
A game you play with... Oh, horseshoes.
Have you ever heard that called quoits?
Quoits is with rings.
Oh, those little rubber rings?
Well, actually, it goes back to, biblical times, early Roman times. Supposedly that was the game they were playing to gamble over Christ's robe or something
that. Oh, yeah, that's
right. Remember that story?
Yeah.
I don't think they had rubber back then.
Less than plastic.
Plastic, right.
What do you call a male sheep?
A ewe.
It's a male?
Is that a... Oh, no, that's a female. It's a ram.
And what's the stuff they have on their backs?
Fleece.
And what is that made into?
Wool.
What is a male hog?
A male hog. I don't know that one.
Okay. What's a cat?